Time for a new forklift? Well, let's kick the new year into high gear with a brand new Toyota forklift. Now through April 30th, you'll get up to a $2,500 rebate when you swap your old competitive branded forklift for a Toyota that delivers legendary efficiency. Don't wait. Trade up to Toyota now. Go to toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate to learn more or find the link in the show notes. That's toyotaforklift.com/trade-in-rebate for your $2,500 rebate.
Does your warehouse waste time and money managing forklift batteries? EnerSys can energize your operations with a customized solution, delivering the power you need while minimizing ownership costs. EnerSys starts by analyzing your operations and then selecting from their comprehensive range of battery and charger technologies, develops a truly optimized system tailored to your needs. EnerSys gives you the power to increase productivity and profitability. See how EnerSys puts power in motion for you at EnerSys.com. With e-commerce off the charts, many small and growing warehouses are asking, how can I get ahead when my warehouse is barely keeping up? The answer is future-ready warehouse tech from Zebra Technologies. Warehouses can simplify and upgrade all processes, from automated inventory management to hands-free picking, with Zebra's tailored, scalable mobile solutions. They're simple and intuitive. There's never been a better time to upgrade for success with Zebra. How can your warehouse get ahead? The answer's in black and white. Get the answers at zebra.com/the answer. That's zebra.com/the answer. Businesses are retooling fulfillment operations from warehouses to omnichannel to meet new demand amid unprecedented labor shortages. 3PLs, retailers, B2B distributors, and others are turning to flexible fulfillment solutions like Six River Systems to adapt and scale. Six River Systems' fulfillment execution system is an integrated solution that combines intelligent, cloud-based software and automation, including its autonomous mobile robot, AMR, Chuck. No costly or disruptive infrastructure changes, fast and easy associate training, and integrations with other warehouse execution solutions allow operations to meet labor challenges, increase efficiency, and enhance customer engagement. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more. Go to www.sixriver.com to learn more.
The New Warehouse Podcast, hosted by Kevin Lawton, is your source for insights and ideas from the distribution, transportation, and logistics industry. A new episode every Monday morning brings you the latest from industry experts and thought leaders. And now, here's Kevin.
Hey, it's Kevin Lawton with the New Warehouse Podcast, bringing you a new episode today. And on today's episode, I am going to be joined by Aaron Smith. He is the founder of U-Turn Transport, based out of Chicago. And he's going to tell us about U-Turn Transport and how he's helping to change people's lives who are formerly incarcerated and helping them give a foundation and be able to start their own business and get into the transportation industry. And not only help them, but then help the transportation industry address the shortage as well of drivers. So Aaron's going to tell us a little bit about that, how he kind of got to the point of founding this company and really what he's trying to do here to help these individuals out. So, Aaron, welcome to the show. How are you?
I'm all right. Thanks for having me on, Kevin. I really appreciate it.
Definitely. Happy to have you on. I'm very interested to talk about this because I think it's a very interesting topic and it's something that certainly I think can be helpful to the individuals themselves and also just to the industry as a whole, as another avenue, I guess, of labor in a sense. So tell us a little bit about U-Turn Transport, what it is you guys do and how you kind of got to the point of starting this company and founding it.
Yeah, no, definitely. But since part of my story, I was incarcerated myself for almost a decade in federal prison for a nonviolent drug offense. And I was released 3 years ago. But prior to my release, I had some experience in the transportation industry. I worked for a big third party, a 3PL.
Okay.
And I was able to get some industry experience doing dispatch work. And so I knew when I came home, that's at least one area where I had some kind of a experience, like professional experience. And I also wanted to own a trucking company myself as well. And so I also knew that I had to work. So I was like, well, I have some experience doing some dispatch work. Mm-hmm. I can go work for another brokerage firm, kind of get the experience, and then eventually kind of go out on my own and purchase a truck and eventually hire people that were in similar situations as myself mm-hmm. who were formerly incarcerated. Because what people may not realize is that this is trucking industry or transportation as it relates to trucking. Yeah. It's probably the top three positions or careers that men and women, well, especially men, mm-hmm. what they would like to embark on once they're released.
Interesting.
So, yeah, it's very interesting because this is the freedom. And I think just also the financial freedom or potential to have that financial freedom. And so I started off with one cargo van. Mm-hmm. I knew that was a low barrier of entry, meaning you don't need a CDL for that.
Yeah.
And so that's what I started off with. But then eventually I hired a gentleman who I was incarcerated with, who also had aspirations of running his own trucking company. Mm-hmm. And I so pretty much gave him the ropes. So he started that. He's continuing to work with me right now to this day. And I'm purchasing a tractor probably this week or next week. And I'll have another driver in there who's also formerly incarcerated, but with the goal of eventually becoming an owner operator.
Hmm. Very interesting story. And, you know, certainly I think it's interesting to hear that fact you put out there that, you know, a lot of people are actually interested in the transportation industry. And you touched on there something interesting. It was because of the freedom, I guess, you feel on the road, right? And being, you know, in the truck by yourself and things of that nature. I think that's pretty interesting thing. So, but I want to backtrack a little bit. You mentioned that you were working as a dispatcher, right, for a 3PL while you were incarcerated. So tell us a little bit about that program and how that kind of worked.
Well, actually, no, but prior to my incarceration.
Oh, okay.
Yeah, prior to my incarceration, while I was on bond, I had to work. And so I was able to get a position, entry-level position in dispatch. And so I learned the industry. I did that for about almost 2 years. And when I came home, when I was released, I realized that, hey, I can go back and do that same kind of work. Mm. It's the most experience I've had with one particular industry. And so that's what I did. So I worked that industry for about 3 years.
Okay. All right. Very interesting. And so then that kind of gave you a little bit of a foundation of what you wanted to do. So now with U-Turn Transport, you've been able to, like you said, start out with the low barrier of entry with the cargo van and then work your way up to now, you said this week or next week, you're actually buying a full tractor, right? So definitely great evolution and progression there. But tell us a little bit about, you know, because I think, you know, working in the warehousing industry and things of that nature, you know, it's very difficult to get enough labor right now, right? But companies can be very, I'll say, strict in a sense about, you know, hiring people when they're released or if, you know, they have a record or something of that nature. So tell us a little bit about, you know, kind of the, I guess, for people that might not be aware, like the reality of just how difficult it is to try and find work for a company without going out on your own like you did. How difficult is that really?
I think luckily I was blessed. I think part of that was that I prepared myself prior to my incarceration, and I also had some schooling before I went to prison.
Okay.
But again, while I was inside, I prepared myself, right? Educated myself. Mm-hmm. I made myself a plan. Yeah. So when I was released, I knew, again, what kind of a job I wanted to go into. Not everybody applies themselves that way. Luckily, I think in the environment that we're in right now, there is a labor shortage. So employers are looking for alternative, if you will, kind of employment sources. And some of those employment sources now are people that were formerly incarcerated.
Right.
They're a little bit more open to hiring people with a background of some sort. But what employers really don't realize is that we're some of the most hardworking individuals because, in a sense, we have to prove ourselves, right? It's already just like this red X is on our back. But also, we have to prove ourselves to our parole and probation. Mm-hmm. And so there's some accountability there. Mm-hmm. It may not always be there with someone that's not formerly incarcerated or recently released from prison.
Yeah.
So there's a watchful eye over you. So you're going to make sure that you're doing everything you're supposed to be doing. And so that's what I noticed, and that's what I see. And again, luckily, in the environment that we're in right now, a lot of employers are a little bit more open to saying, okay, all right, let's give this man or woman a second chance, mm-hmm. especially jobs like warehouse jobs.
Yeah. I mean, I think it's a great environment for being able to do that. Because like we both mentioned here, you know, there's this labor shortage now, and you know, trying to figure out where can you get workers, and you know, if people are coming out and you know they're willing to work and ready to do these things, and like you said, you know, they have something to prove, so they're going to work hard. You know, it makes total sense to kind of look at these things in a different way than maybe we have like in the past, right? So now you talked about in there how, you know, you made a plan while you were incarcerated, so you were ready to come out and, you know, basically come out swinging, right, with this transportation
business. Take over the world.
Yeah. So now with the U-turn transport, not only have you developed your own transportation business that you're running, but you've also been able to develop this box truck training program. So tell us a little bit about that training program and why you decided to do that.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, I knew that I couldn't get 100 trucks and scale that quickly, right? Just it wasn't feasible or even reality. But I knew that I can put together a course based upon my knowledge and my partner's knowledge, he was also incarcerated for 20 years.
Okay.
And he has like 4 box trucks right now. And so I knew we could put our minds together and really put together something comprehensive that can reach the masses quicker than purchasing one truck and putting a driver in there, right? Mm-hmm. And right now, box truck industry, non-CDL kind of equipment are really, really popular.
Yeah.
The Amazon Relay and all these different outlets to actually get loads. So mainstream America is like really becoming aware of this new opportunity to create some income. And so we definitely want to kind of put some stuff together where we can give men and women who come from where we come from an opportunity to be their own boss. And so that's what we did. We take a person A through Z, teach them how to not only acquire a truck, but once they get that truck, you'll be able to get the loads, working with brokers, working with dispatchers, obtaining your MC number, your DOT number, really preparing them to be successful in the industry. Every week we have Zoom calls where there's like an accountability. Hey, what did you do this week? Like we're trying to get you in a truck and get you rolling. Yeah. You don't want you just take the course and you never get in a truck and you never become an owner operator. It would defeat the purpose of what our mission is. And so that's what we're doing. And so far, so good.
Very interesting stuff, and I think it makes total sense. And I think, like you said, you know, there is such a demand now for that type of vehicle and deliveries to be made with, like you said, a box truck, which is like a pretty simple entry point. Like you mentioned, you started with the cargo van, but I think the big thing you touched on is that, you know, you don't need a CDL to do that, right? So that's like a big start that you can get started right away without having to, you know, go through training and all these different things for that CDL, which can take a little longer and I can imagine could be, you know, somewhat discouraging or like frustrating having to now do all this stuff just to get working. But it sounds like you're giving them a faster way to get on their feet and get started and get driving. So now are you starting this as people are still incarcerated and working with them to develop their plans so that when they're released, they can start to execute, or this is happening like after release right now?
Yeah, this is happening once someone is released. And just to be for clarity, the box truck training program is not only for people that were formerly incarcerated or just as involved, but it's for anyone that decides that they want to kind of jump into this industry. We wanted to make sure that it had the right education and could leverage our experience with the industry and just with our knowledge to be able to do so in the right way. So it's pretty much for anyone, although that's my story of being incarcerated, and that's also my instructor's story of being incarcerated as well. We're not only just making it for people that were just as involved, with anyone is welcome.
Okay. Yeah. And I think that's great. And you know, I think it's good that it's applicable to anybody. But I think it's really great that you have that story behind you, and you can kind of show others who are you know, trying to get back on the right path and, you know, do these types of things and better themselves and, you know, make a life for themselves too, as well as they get released and really be able to help them. So, you know, do you see that there are other things going on, or do you have other things in mind to kind of expand upon this? Like we said, you know, aside from the transportation industry, the warehousing industry is a great place too, to, you know, have a lot of labor that's demanded right now. So do you see yourself kind of expanding what you're doing into maybe some of the warehousing side too, or somewhere else?
Yeah, I think there's always room for growth. I mean, I think opportunities sometimes present themselves. I'm really passionate about reform work and helping change the lives of men and women who were, you know, once formerly incarcerated. So as I continue like to embark on just career development, I'm noticing there are other people reaching out to me from different industries, warehousing definitely one of them, because there's that's an entry level position in most cases in a warehouse. And I think that it's a great entry point for men and women to kind of get out and kind of get on their feet, and which can open up doors to other places. So to answer your question, I am, as of right now, focusing on the transportation logistics side of things.
Okay. All right. Interesting. Yeah. Yeah. I was curious about that because I think it's, you know, such a good fit for other parts of the logistics industry too, as you mentioned. So it'd be interesting to see how you kind of evolve in that and what other offerings you might have in the future. So I'm curious, you know, as you look to this, and it's great that I think you're utilizing this to build your own business, but then you're also kind of giving back in a sense as well by offering these trainings and helping people that are in the same position that you were and helping them get on their feet. So as you look at the business now and you look at your transportation business, you know, where do you think you see yourself growing this and what's really like the long-term mission in the next, you know, 5 to 10 years?
Yeah, great question. I would kind of scale that back a little bit. Maybe I'm a little ambitious, but I would say within the next two to five years, the goal is to open up the first official CDL training school in the Chicagoland area. That's priority is for not only just formerly incarcerated, but just individuals from marginalized communities, like places where I come from, just being able to provide and access to being not only just own and operate, maybe they just want to, you know, get in the trucking industry and want to try for one of the big name companies, being able to partner with some of those companies. As I'm recently partnered with a company right now. I can't say their name as of yet, but they're a huge company. They only really have own operators. And so we're working out some things to kind of really create a pipeline for them, but doing more of things of that nature, but being able to have my own school. That way we have a pool of talent that we can pull from directly.
Yeah, I think that would be great. And I think that's much needed, like you said, you know, not only from just incarcerated individuals, but, you know, other like marginalized communities or even, you know, just kids coming out of, I think, high school that maybe are not really sure like what to do with themselves. You know, maybe like, you know, school is not an option or something. And, you know, they're logistics and, you know, transportation industry especially, I think, is such you know, like we've been talking here, it's such in high demand, and, you know, there's always driver shortage. Like, we always need more drivers. And, you know, I think being able to teach people that at an earlier age or whenever and have them come into that industry and be able to drive, I mean, is certainly a great thing. So it'd be great to see the school as you develop it and build it out. I think that's a really great goal to have, and I'm sure you're going to hit it. Like you said, you're very ambitious, and I think that's a great thing. So in addition to this U-turn transport and the box truck training programs that you're doing and all these other things, you also have a podcast as well, right? So tell us a little bit about your podcast.
Yeah. Thanks for asking about that. That's how my... When I was released, that was one of the things on my list of plans to do. Mm-hmm. Although I had never experienced a podcast before, I knew that it was relatively easy to set up based upon what I was reading. Mm-hmm. And so what I wanted to make it where I would enjoy doing it. So I was able to combine two of my passions, and that was prison reform work and also entrepreneurship. And so what spawned out of that idea was Escaping the Odds. And it's a podcast where I interview the formerly incarcerated who are now successful entrepreneurs. So the audience not only gets an inspiring story, but also great business tips from unlikely sources, right? People that were incarcerated for 5, 10, 20, 25 years, and they're successful now. And so I wanted to really change the narrative with that, but also increase my own social capital because I had no professional network upon my release.
Right.
And I knew that would be a great way just to kind of get inside of the entrepreneurial community and also kind of show the world that we can be business leaders as well. And so I think I've accomplished that over three seasons, over 70 stories. I won a Just Society Award, so really getting a lot of recognition for the podcast. But I just didn't want to only tell stories. I wanted to start creating situations where stories can be brought out of those situations that I created, like the U-turn transports, right? Being able to be in a position to give people opportunities. So that's where we're at now with the podcast. It can be heard everywhere. Their podcast can be listened to.
All right, great. And the name you said is Against the Odds?
No, it's Escaping the Odds.
Oh, Escaping the Odds, Escaping the Odds.
Yeah, I get that often. Yeah, it's kind of similar, right?
I
played on the word escape, you know?
You hear the word escape, you
think of jail or prison or something of that nature.
Yeah.
And so I just wanted to be able to escape the odds of returning back to incarceration. And so that's how that was born.
Gotcha. All right, great. And we'll definitely put a link to that on our website too. And, you know, very interesting to learn about U-turn transport and everything you're doing to help incarcerated individuals have a foundation to really be able to, you know, move on and get their feet on the ground and really build their own business up in the transportation industry, and then helping us as an industry as well, you know, address the labor shortage in somewhat of a different way than maybe we have in the past, which I think is a great thing. So Aaron, I want to thank you so much for coming on the show. And, you know, if people want to get in touch with you or they want to find out more about U-turn transport, how can they do that?
They can reach out to me at, you can go to my website, escapingtheodds.com. There's a link on there for the box truck course there. And from there, I also can be reached at escapingtheodds@gmail.com.
All right, great. And we'll put all that information at thenewwarehouse.com as well. So, Aaron, thank you once again for coming on the show today.
You've been listening to the New Warehouse Podcast with Kevin Lawton. Subscribe and check us out online at thenewwarehouse.com.
Thank you for listening to this episode. If you want more content from The New Warehouse, check out our new video series called All Hands on LinkedIn. Just search for The New Warehouse on LinkedIn and follow along.